Good evening. This is your host, Damon, and I'm here today with Charisse.
Hello.
And we'll be talking about endings and beginnings.
I like it.
How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. It's Friday. I'm chilling, sitting on the back porch. It's about to rain. I'm screened in. It's a beautiful day.
So, Charisse.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a 42-year-old woman married to a brilliant man. They have four beautiful children. They're not even teenagers. A young adult, two teenagers, and a 9-year-old. I work at a Catholic school.
Okay.
I'm an administrator, and I've been there for, just got a 10-year award last night.
Sounds like you have a pretty busy life. Your hands are full.
Yeah, they are.
So, what do you do to maintain sanity while juggling family and career?
Wine.
Simple as that, huh?
It's simple as that.
Hey, nothing wrong with a little wine. Sipping on some right now.
It's actually a little bit more than wine. Like, I think it's important, just like you said, to kind of balance it all.
Mm-hmm.
So there's wine. There's my prayer life. There's, you know, just making time for the things that matter most, like my husband.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
You say you work at a Catholic school.
I do.
Did you see what happened today in the news in Texas?
Yeah, another active shooting. It's quite scary.
So as an educator, can you give us a bit of an insight on this? What's your take on this?
I think like the first line of defense, honestly, is to know your students. Where I know all of the information hasn't necessarily come in about the background of the shooter in Texas, but I know like it's always someone is disenchanted with something, and when they don't have the supports in place to kind of triage when they're going through something, you know, anything can happen. It's unfortunate that it's, you know, guns and violence, and they're taking it out on, you know, people that have nothing to do with why they're upset. But if you understand and you know your students, I think that's one way to be like on the front lines of making sure that you don't have a situation like that at your school, because everyone's needs are taken care of.
Okay. Sounds like you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but it's all theoretical. You know, it's all, everything sounds front into your face with a situation, but I think that's it's important to know that there are layers to everything. It's layers.
I feel in today's society, as prior military, someone who pro-law enforcement, I'm pro-gun, but I just feel that we just have too many of them.
What does that mean?
Guns, they're too easily accessed. You know, you can go into a gun store and buy, you know, 5-6 guns, you know. Who needs all of that, they say. You know, I see if you're a collector, the avid sportsman. But we just have a lot of kids who feel like the only way to solve a problem at school is to go get a gun and go back and shoot up everybody. Just read the article where the young terrorist said he went into the school and shot everybody because he only shot the ones that he didn't like. So I believe these kids are not being taught problem solving skills. There's a lot of bullying. You know, a lot of kids are being ostracized, and as parents, we just need to be able to identify that and make sure that we're staying in communication with our kids and what's going on in their lives and recognize the warning signs. But we have a lot of politicians who think, like the lieutenant governor of Texas said, the reason for the shooting is because maybe there was too many entrances into the school.
Then not, he was a student at that.
Yeah. Not guns was the problem, but
security
of the school.
That's a little short-sighted, because when you think about, like, okay, so you think Parkland, where the student pulled the fire alarm because they knew everybody would run out of classes during the fire alarm. So when you have, like, things like, oh, well, there's too many access points to the school, it seems like the situation in Texas, regardless of the access points, if it were a student, if they entered into the school with a gun in their backpack or a gun in whatever, we don't check backpacks. We're really, schools are open. Unless you're in a situation where you're going to lock down the whole school and make it feel like it's a detention center or a jail, then access points are irrelevant. Because if you have a student who's interested in doing harm to the students at your school, then
they're going to find a way to get in.
They're going to find a way in. Or they're going to find a way to navigate around the systems that you put in place, because evil is attentive. It pays attention to the details.
Correct.